This is for all the freedom seekers in the health and wellness world who want to blaze their own path and buck the status quo. Because convention can't stop an idea to take your business anywhere. This is the House Call Revolution.
Welcome to the House Call Revolution. This is Dr. Jen Faber. As a House Call entrepreneur and mentor, in each episode, I bring you an inspiring person, business, or message to help you discover smart, innovative ways to build your business with House Calls. Thanks so much for joining me today, because this is the revolution you're building. And today leading the charge is Thompson Adder & Comey. Thompson is currently the founder and CEO of Retrace Health, a new model for primary care medicine. Governor Mark Dayton appointed Thompson to Minnesota Shore, the Minnesota Health Insurance Exchange Board of Directors, in April 2013. And in June 2014, Thompson was appointed to the Minnesota Commissioner of Health to the legislatively created All-Payer Claims Data Workgroup to create policy to reform healthcare price transparency in Minnesota. Finally, in 2013, Thompson co-founded Healthcare.mn, the Twin Cities premier organization for healthcare entrepreneurs, which has grown in 2 years to over 1,000 members. Thompson has been a speaker at the National NCQA, Minnesota Health 2.0, National Health 2.0, Datapalooza 2014, Miami Health 2.0, McKesson Better Twin Cities, Minnesota Health Action Group, and the Carlson School of Management. He's also been featured in the Wall Street Journal, Forbes, Fast Company, NPR, and the Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal. He was recently recognized as one of the Real Power 50 by the Minnesota Business Magazine. From the University of Minnesota, Thompson earned a BS in economics, an MS in statistics, and an MBA from the Carlson School of Management. Thompson, what a pleasure to have you, and welcome to the House Call Revolution.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you. And, you know, what really inspired me to reach out to you and have you participate in the podcast is that I was reading your story, and you have a very powerful, unique story that inspired where you are today in Retrace Health. Can you share with us the story of how you came to create Retrace Health and why the House Call model resonated with you and the business you created?
Yeah, so the story goes like this. My son was 1 year old. It was December 2012. My wife and I, this was our first son. And he came down with a very aggressive case of pneumonia, the coughing, the hacking. Naturally, his first time parents, we thought he was dying. But we're good healthcare consumers that have both worked in the healthcare industry. So we called the nurse line, and three times over the course of 2 weeks, we were told to go into our pediatrician's office to get him checked out. And each of those three times, we drove in the freezing cold. We waited in an exam room, which was full of other sick people and dirty toys. Then we waited in yet another room, you know, for the doctor to come in. And we were sent home with nothing. But then on the fourth visit, the issue was resolved. He was given an antibiotic, and the pneumonia subsided. So we had a lot of discomfort for both parents and child, a lot of wasted time. We estimated about 2 hours every trip. And we just sat there asking ourselves, why didn't anybody, you know, ask us, why are you here a third time? Why are you here a second time even? Why didn't we just do this over the phone or via video visit? And heck, why didn't you just come out to my house while we're at it? Because that would actually be the most convenient thing for me as a patient. Yeah. And it was these ideas that stem from this experience that first planted the seeds of Retrace Health.
Oh, that's the thing that's fantastic. And you know what's so powerful about this too is that to have that perspective as a patient and to have that perspective be so powerful for you that it born and bred this amazing business model that you've created to offer this level of care to patients in the Minneapolis area, I think is really powerful. And it really touches on some of the biggest issues that patients have in modern healthcare and medicine today, you know, getting pushed through the system and not getting the time that they want with their doctor and getting the experience that they really deserve and to get the answers to what was going on. And I think that's really powerful. And at that point that you were making that transition, realized that you wanted to create a business like this, were there house call options at the time in the Minneapolis area? Like, was that existing at the time, or is this something that you really are leading the charge in your area?
In our area, yes, we are leading the charge. There were no options for this. There's certainly home care, as in Medicare or Medicaid covered home care for the homebound. There's certainly plenty of that in Minneapolis and other cities. And there is certainly home care programs for people who are post-op to keep them out of the inpatient, to reduce inpatient stays. But for general primary care, for preventative care, There's nothing like Retrace Health in this market.
Oh, it's really powerful, and it's great to hear how you really are leading the charge in that area to really improve the accessibility of primary care. And I think what's really powerful about this, too, is that you see concierge medicine, where patients now have the options to work with their providers more intimately and have more time and a better experience, but it's still going to the office. So it really is like you're taking even some of the best of that concierge model and now infusing it with house calls as well. Tell us about the name of Retrace Health. It's so inherent in your story, but I'd love to hear your inspiration to come up with that name and what that symbolizes to you.
Yeah, so during that experience that I recounted about my son, I started wondering, what would it look like if we retraced our steps back through time in regards to healthcare in the United States? I'm a healthcare economist by training. I know a lot about healthcare regulation and policy, about how insurance companies work and providers work. And I understand where they're doing things wrong. And I often wondered how we got there. So when I came up with the name Retrace Health, it was simply my attempt to retrace our steps back to a time where the practice of medicine, the pursuit of health and wellness was something that was more personal and something that was a fact or that was very convenient for the patient and for the provider. For both.
And I think you bring up such a great point with that too, is that this is really about putting the patients first again. You know, it's so easy to have, you know, with insurance and healthcare as it stands right now, sometimes I think patients feel like they're last and they can get put last. There's a lot of barriers that can get put in the way. And this really gives them such an amazing opportunity to really bring back what house calls are about, but put that modern spin on it, put that modern edge on it that really now addresses the modern issues that patients face. And not just in the healthcare experience alone, but looking at time and overscheduled and stressed and maybe not feeling like they're as able to access care just because of their busy lives. So it really combines the best of both. Yeah. And it was interesting because when I was looking at your website, one of the things that really piqued my interest is I see that for patients, you offer a membership model. Tell us about that. Tell us about your decision to offer that membership model and also the benefits that patients get as a result of it.
Certainly. So the membership model really is the best way to consume primary care medicine. Fee-for-service doesn't do primary care justice because you are afraid to go to your doctor or your nurse practitioner because it's going to cost you money. You know, or an insurance company doesn't particularly want you to go because it costs them money. But when you capitate that dollar amount, you take money out of the equation, then both the patient and the medical provider are able to focus on wellness and health. And that's the main motivation behind the membership model. Instead of teaching people how to triage themselves and to wait to the last minute, we tell people come in as soon as possible. And by coming in, we mean come in via your mobile device or your laptop. You know, reach out to us in the first days of illness, not in the latter days, because we might be able to help you get more comfortable with medicine or through natural methods. And certainly with preventative care and wellness care, the membership model works well because now we're not limited to one time a year or one time every 2 years to focus on health and wellness. We can focus every day, every week, every month if you want to. And that's what we're doing with our members on our membership model.
I think that's fantastic because it really is bringing true healthcare back and actually putting the conversations more around health and wellness. Because you're right, you know, a patient goes into that experience and if they know they're going to pay out of pocket, it's like in their mind, they're starting to freak out with all the different services.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they can't even focus on what they actually need because they start to question, can I even afford it? So I love the clarity that this brings to patients. And it actually takes that accessibility to a whole new level because I see you also offer those tiers of membership so patients could even choose which level of membership works best for them and for the provider, for the business operations. This has to make it so seamless and clear on what the expectations are, you know, collecting the money, but also having that clarity both for the provider and the patient. I think it's a really smart system that you've developed.
Thank you.
So tell us about, you know, talking about this from the patient standpoint, what's the response been like from your patients? Patients who get exposed to Retrace Health, get exposed to this house call model and this virtual model that you offer. What's that kind of response like and what's the dynamic like now with your patients?
You know, typically the response is very positive when people hear about it. It just makes sense. you know, like, but it's kind of like a Mercedes-Benz makes sense, you know, right. I mean, to most people, but it doesn't seem practical or achievable or even desirable for some people based on various factors.
Yep.
So it takes a while to get people used to this notion that, no, this is for you. It's not just for the wealthy. It's not just for the super sick. This is for the everyday person trying to make a go at life. And we're going to try and help you save time. We're going to try and help you save money. We're going to try and help you achieve higher levels of wellness. And once people try it, they're hooked. We have an amazing return visitor rate. The service is very sticky. People that were going to use us as urgent care, they say, no, you're my PCP. I'm going to use you as my primary care provider. So that's usually what happens. People are skeptical or don't think it's for them. They're in an urgent care type scenario where they want quick, easy service. They try us out intending to only use us once, and then they fall in love with the product, with the service, the providers, everything, and then they keep coming back.
It's amazing. You know, you touched on really two key points there too, that there's such a misconception out there, I think, from providers interested in starting a house call business, but also from the patients of, gosh, can I afford this? You know, or that this is only for the wealthy or in an urgent situation. You bring up such a good point with that, that it actually highlights the wow factor that house calls can really offer, in the fact that not only are you going to get this experience, but we're going to make it affordable for you to access it. Like, we are putting you first in literally every layer, and the opportunity to really create long-term relationships with patients. You know, that's something that I think in primary care is a very unique thing that you're doing, because I think people will sometimes look at their PCP as the annual visit or only for an urgent situation. The fact that you also layer in the preventative aspect and the health and wellness aspect, I think, is huge. It's huge for the value that you give them and for the ability to create really a loyal base of patients that would be crazy to go elsewhere because they can't find that experience elsewhere. So it's such a great way that you've distinguished yourself and really put the patients first. In hearing what experience has been like for your patients, let's talk about the providers. You know, in looking at the team that you have of primary care and preventative medical providers, what are the benefits that they reap now in offering primary care and preventative medicine through this house call model?
Our providers are the heart and soul of our service offering to our clients. And internally, we call our providers customers. So our vice president of experience, her jurisdiction is patients and providers, you know, and we approach them the same way. How can we serve these constituents to help them achieve the highest levels of success that they want to achieve? And that's how we look for people. That's how we hire people. That's the culture that we instill in people. And providers love it. So, I mean, putting aside the practice of medicine, you know, just that alone is a much different model than you'll find in most any traditional clinic, where we really value them. They're included in business decisions. We reach out to them. They help us with marketing. I mean, they help with everything because we want them to feel included. But when you look at how they practice medicine and how it impacts a provider, one of the things one of my providers just said to me is, she said, oh my gosh, I just didn't know what it feels like to have a visit with someone and not be late and have another visit right after that I would also be late for. And it allowed me to focus. And the reason she was able to say that is because from the very beginning of Retrace Health, we've built it into our business model to allow enough time for providers to meet with a patient. So to put it in practical terms, our standard visit is 30 minutes. And then when we have that visit, we create a buffer after the visit just in case it runs over. So some of our patients have had like these really great long conversations, and our business model is designed in a way to accommodate patients wanting to have a deep conversation, but not making someone else late.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you look at that from the provider standpoint, and burnout can be so high in the health and wellness industry and in medicine because of the very reasons you've mentioned, feeling overworked, overscheduled, you know, feeling that high volume crunch, if you will, that the fact that they can really step back and focus on the experience of providing care. I mean, it really goes back to what medicine is about. And it goes back to what, I think why doctors become doctors, so they can focus on their patients. And you see these articles come out about how patients wait, I think the last article I read was 21 minutes in the waiting room. And then they're lucky if they get, 2 to 3 minutes with their PCP.
Yes.
And to be able to offer that experience, I mean, it must just shock your patients and providers at every level. And it's no wonder why you get the level of satisfaction and longevity that you do, both for patients, but for your team. And I think that's such a powerful thing for the audience, for those listeners to think about as it relates to house calls, is that the benefits that the patients receive are one facet, but the benefits as the provider can be just as powerful, just as impactful. It's such a win-win.
Absolutely. And there's just so many things that happen in this hybrid model with home visits and video visits. For example, today, many families, each family member has their own medical provider, if they have one at all. But in our model, what happens is usually it's one medical provider per household. Because when you're going into someone's home or you're on video and, you know, two of the other kids are there, or the spouse and the other spouse are there at the same time, you just kind of get to know everybody at the same time, whether or not everybody's sick. And it really takes helping people get better or helping people achieve higher levels of wellness to a whole new level. And it matters financially too. For example, if in our 30-minute time slot, there's two kids that are sick, two kids, maybe one's 1 year old, one's 3 years old, they both have ear infections. We only charge for that one visit because it doesn't make sense to charge for two. But in a traditional clinic, they're going to code you up for two visits, yeah. And you're going to have to schedule them separately, back to back. So that's more of your time. And so all these things are helping our providers provide better care by taking all this nonsense out of the equation. Absolutely. And it also benefits the patient as well.
Yeah, just to minimize that red tape from both perspectives, not have to worry about coding and fees and structures. And it makes it so much simpler when they know what they're going to pay, they know how much time they're going to get, but also to have that provider have that buffer in their schedule just to create this really beautiful rhythm and pace per appointment. I think it's really powerful. You've clearly developed a successful, very successful business with Retrace Health. I'd love to hear from your standpoint. You have a unique background with having an MBA, and a lot of people that I interview are providers who maybe don't have the level of business experience that you do. So let's talk business for a second. What would you say, Thompson, would be one or two fundamentals that you've applied that is what made your house call business in Retrace Health so successful?
I think it's focusing on what the patient wants, not what's good for the business, not what makes money, but how do I create value for someone? And how do I create so much value that they feel like they're getting a really good deal?
Yeah.
Like if you can do that, you'll be successful, you'll achieve your goals, and you'll probably get very rich.
And it's a win-win, right? When you are purposeful and you have, it's such great advice because we have great intent on why you're doing what you're doing, the intent behind that and how you're going to serve your patients as a result. It's this awesome domino effect for success for you, but the patients win too. And it actually works both ways, which is so unlike in the modern healthcare system where it's typically about co-pays and premiums and deductibles and about the money. This is actually where if you focus on that value first, you still reap that success as a business owner and with what you've built. And it shows in what you've created. Do you think at this point in what you've created with Retrace Health, is there, you know, a lesson you've learned along the way, or maybe an earlier mistake that you made along the way that in hindsight you would have loved to avoid, or something you've learned that you could share from people out there who maybe are looking to start their own house call business?
I made a lot of mistakes. So my hesitation isn't because I haven't made any, it's because I made so many.
Sure. I'm
trying to think which one is worth it.
I get it.
And, you know, I think I have to give two, so I'll give two very quickly. My first big mistake was allowing fear to protract how long it took me to start Retrace Health. Like, it wasn't like I had that experience with my son and then, bam, the next day Retrace Health was born. Yeah. And there's quite a bit of time. There's a lot of research, a lot of calling, a lot of analysis. And one of my friends one day was just like, Thompson, just do it. Like, you know enough. Just do it.
Yep.
And I did it. And I think I allowed fear to drag it out too long. The second thing was you know, customers don't always know what they want. So if I would have listened, so let me back up. I did some customer research in the beginning, and if I would have listened to the first 100 people, I mean, we went to fairs and carnivals and we had tables and we were talking to people, asking them questions, trying to figure out how to sell this product. If I would have listened to them, I wouldn't have started Retrace Health.
Wow.
And you just have to have that conviction and courage to do what you know is the right thing, but maintain the flexibility to adjust to the market. If that makes any sense.
Absolutely. No, it so does. And, you know, from my own experience, I remember being bombarded with a lot of naysayers who were my colleagues, you know, saying that this will never work. And I knew in my heart of hearts that this was perfect for me and how I wanted to serve. But I think you bring up a great point that can hold a potential house call business owner back, is that fear. And sometimes the naysaying happens more in our mind in holding ourselves back. So I think to your point, in listening to putting value first for your patients, I think it's also safe to say that it's valuing yourself, you know, valuing the impact that you want to make, your story, valuing what it is that you want to do and why doing something like this that is so different and so niche, what that actually means to you. So that's great. And thanks for getting real for a moment, because this is that hindsight, you know, we've all made those mistakes along the way, but that's where there's some really powerful lessons learned that give you that clarity in how you're moving forward. So, you know, on the flip side of that, for those listening who are thinking about starting a house call business or offering house calls in their existing practice, what's a dose of motivation you could give them? Like, if there was one thing you wanted them to take away from this interview and your success and your story, what would you want them to hear?
Particularly for this type of business, for this industry, with the problems that it has, I think the biggest motivator is the market's ready. Like, there's never been a better time before today, September 16th, to start a business like this, or to do something like this, or to find someone who is doing something like this, like me, and join up with them, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah. It's powerful, too, because you're so right. This is, the market's ready. This is highly undersaturated. This is such a resurgence now of house calls, and really bringing the true emphasis of focusing on patients first, and focusing on what it truly means to be a provider and to be a doctor first. Thompson, thank you for all of the amazing insights that you've shared, and many props to you for what it is that you've created, the innovative way that you've created it, and how you've really brought Retrace Health to light to make a significant impact on the Minneapolis area and beyond. Thank you so much for being part of the House Call Revolution.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And thanks again. And for those of you who want to learn more about Thompson and Retrace Health, you can learn more at retracehealth.com. And if you want to follow Thompson, you can follow him on Twitter at Twitterhander Thompson Adder, A-D-E-R. Also at Twitter handle Retrace Health. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for all of you out there listening. This is the House Call Revolution, showing the freedom seekers like you how to take your business anywhere with house calls. It's my honor to lead the charge, because this is the revolution you're building.
This is the House Call Revolution.